This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I'm really delighted to be able to have a conversation with Robert Knight, who is a senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union. Don't think American Civil Liberties Union. This is the one they wish never came into being, the one that they should be. He's also a columnist, a regular contributor at the Washington Times, the alternative voice of newsprint in the nation's capital. And Robert, I want to thank you for your many contributions to sane thinking.
Likewise, Larry.
You've, among many other subjects, you've written about the gun control issue, because I guess we could say in general, freedom is your beat with your pen. And there's so many targets of liberal hypocrisy when you start writing about gun control. Isn't it interesting how so many of those that advocate gun control, think Mrs. Clinton or the president and many others, all say that while being guarded 24/7 by guys and gals packing heat. But yep. You and I, not so much.
Well, yeah, that's do you remember the term limousine liberal, Larry?
Oh, yes.
That was used in the 70s, I think. And really, it's a shorthand for the way liberals construct a world in which they're protected, but everybody else has to go it alone.
Yeah, they don't mind driving to the scene of a demonstration in their limo to object to the oppression of the wealthy, and then they get back in their limousine and go back to their country club.
Or to take their child to a very expensive private school, but
these are the folks
relegate everybody else to the failing government school.
That's right. Yeah. Don't do what I say. Don't do what I do, just do what I tell you to do.
Yep.
And that seems to be the mindset of our liberal opponents. And they were able to get away with that for some time, but I think it's more and more difficult. And I don't know that Fox News is necessarily the biggest check on them, but there are just so many blogs and so many ways of doing a search and finding out, did he really say that, and is that really what he meant? And it turns out that maybe there wasn't all that was intended for us to see behind what was being said. And it's getting harder, I hope, and I think, for them to carry off some of their whoppers. This hypocrisy, as far as I can recall, goes back many years when the gun control law in Chicago was being propounded by then mayor, I believe her name was Jane Byrne. And she stood in the council chamber addressing the members of the city council, saying that she didn't know why anybody would feel that they need a gun. Literally ringing her were a half a dozen armed guys in blue from the Chicago Police Department. But I don't know why anybody would want a gun or feel the need for a gun. Well, I'm sure she didn't feel the need for one because she had sticks that were probably quicker on the draw than she could have been.
Yep. Well, that's how it works. And, of course, Chicago has become a hotbed of murder. It's one of the worst cities in the country.
Yeah.
And yet they don't want the average citizen to carry guns.
It's amazing because, in places where the average citizen can pack, murder rate is much lower. But that's not – they're not going to be confused by the facts. I think we've seen that a long time ago.
No, they aren't. And they're not confused by the law either. I mean, since the Heller decision, District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008, which was a monumental decision in which the Supreme Court overturned D.C.'s strict gun regulations, other cities haven't complied. You know, it's funny, when the Supreme Court does something they like, they want everybody to fall down and comply instantly and say it's universally to be applied. But when it's something like this, which reiterates the Second Amendment,
yes,
and establishes once and for all for everybody to see an individual right to bear arms, they ignore it in city after city.
They just don't live in the same world the rest of us do, so they can continue with this hypocrisy of theirs. The police chief herself, and you've written about it, and I thought it was spot on, Chief Lanier, has said that we've got to be more attentive and we've got to be thinking about what we might do in case of somebody shooting, whether we take cover, whether we fight back. And yet her police department, getting a permit to carry, to have a gun, is like pulling teeth. I almost said carry, because you still can't. I think maybe there's 50 people that have a permit to carry outside their homes now in the District of Columbia. Lots of luck.
Yeah, they've made it almost impossible even to obtain guns in the district. You have to go through one single permit office. There aren't any places you can buy guns in the district. So if you buy one in Virginia or Maryland and you want to bring it into the district, you have to go through a single office that's poorly staffed. You have to pay considerable amounts, and you have to endure waits. And the courts have said this is an actual unconstitutional real life restriction against gun ownership. So the courts have actually been pretty good on the gun cases over the last few years. They're moving toward universal freedom to own a gun, as our Second Amendment provided. So they seem to be moving in the direction of more freedom than less.
In spite of having made it as difficult as possible, we do seem to be making progress. The courts have been ruling in favor of gun owners. It just drives them crazy because, really, we don't see this affecting the thinking of the city administration. As I had said, the chief of police talks about fighting back, but then her police department has still made it exceedingly difficult to get a permit for a gun, let alone to carry one concealed. So we have some way to go, and it would be awfully nice if we had a Republican Party that really was serious about this. They could withhold funds from the District of Columbia until the District of Columbia got it right. But that's not likely to happen, at least not in my lifetime, which I hope is still many more years. And they just don't really like the idea of us unwashed walking around with guns. It drives them crazy, no matter what the facts. So,
yeah, the facts never really convinced any liberal I've ever met. I mean, you can pile them up a mile high and then walk right around them. There's a great quote from Winston Churchill about Stanley Baldwin, who is a liberal in his own party. And he said, Stanley sometimes comes across the facts, but he always manages to scurry away as if nothing had happened.
Yeah, well, we see a lot of scurrying going on here in the District of Columbia, and particularly on the gun issue. It's just amazing. And again, the chief of police, she can carry a piece. Her cops, of course, carry guns. But then when it comes to the rest of us, they just don't really believe that that's what ought to happen. And any progress that we've been making, and we have in the District of Columbia, is like pulling teeth from these people. And I don't expect it's going to get easier anytime sooner. I was very appreciative of the column that you had written sometime back about the liberals in the rest of the country that are just right out of the same mold. You referred to the governor of Connecticut and how he certainly doesn't get it. He doesn't think us unwashed ought to be walking around with guns, and he'll fight us tooth and nail.
Yeah, well, it's really most Democrats.
Let's pick up on,
I'll be honest,
the good governor when we get back. I hear the music coming into a break. We're going to be back and talk with Robert Knight, a senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union and a contributing columnist at the Washington Times newspaper here in D.C. I'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 Beetle shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, my guest today is Robert Knight. He, among other things, is a senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union. Robert, what's the website there where people could make some contact?
TheACRU.
That's THEACRU. And as you've said, Larry, not to be confused with the ACLU. They're on the other side of all this.
If you were looking for a liberal website, you'll be very disappointed when you go to ACRU. .org, I guess?
Yes, .org.
Yeah, so, and I'm very grateful that you folks are there because it, among other things, just the witness of your name on the internet says that this position of rights that belong to Americans is not something that is the domain of the left. In fact, it's very hypocritical when the ACLU talks about liberty. They haven't got the foggiest idea what liberty is. They fight it all the time, and that I'm sure is one of the reasons why the ACRU is in operation, is to put the lie to what the left, and in particular the ACLU, has been putting forth for decades in America.
Yeah, the ACRU was founded by Bob Carlson, who was President Reagan's welfare reformer, and He was deceased about 10 years ago, and he was an Eagle Scout, and he got tired of seeing the ACLU push the Boy Scouts around and insist on their values over those of the Scouts. So he formed the ACRU to counter the ACLU, and since then the ACRU has defended constitutional rights, real rights, not the ones they make up every day over in the offices of the ACLU after a few martinis.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones emanating from the Constitution as reflected in the Declaration of Independence. Real rights come from God, and anything that is in conflict with God and God's morality is not a law at all, as the great jurist Blackstone said. But
it's a pretend law.
They're a pretend law, and they're usually at the service of some group that wants to impose its power on everybody else. And over the past 20 or 30 years, we have seen these so-called rights multiply that aren't really rights. They are really all aimed at forcing everyone to believe and do the same things. This is the agenda of the left. It's all about power. It's not about individual rights at all.
Their idea of tolerance, it's really like a joke, and you almost have to laugh when you hear them talk about tolerance, because now they are promoting, and I think you've dealt with this topic, they're saying that, well, anybody that denies climate change, as they define it, ought to be treated as a criminal and prosecuted as a result of that. So much for the First Amendment, which they have told us for so many years they really support. Now we're beginning to see, and I think, I hope I'm not taking the very words out of your mouth, but I think you agree that they think that we ought to be able to have free speech too, as long as we're free to agree with them.
Yeah, it's that bad. And you're not exaggerating, Larry. There have been nearly 20 Democrat attorney generals who have formed this climate change group, and they have said that they want to prosecute people who are questioning climate change. In fact, when they were criticized by a fellow from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank, the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands, who's a big climate change guy, sued to have all the documents from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He wants their emails. He wants everything. He wants to persecute them, basically, for disagreeing with what these liberal attorney generals are doing. It's kind of scary how much they're overusing power.
Oh, and I know they're not worried about precedent when it doesn't work in their favor, but there was this little thingy about the lawsuit that the state of Alabama lost when they tried to get the membership list from, I believe it was the NAACP, and the NAACP said in a pig's eye, and they went to court and won in the Supreme Court that that was not something that they should be able to get. Well, it's as if that decision had never been rendered. And you've got climate changers. You've got the lovely attorney general in California threatening conservative groups with all kinds of reprisals if they don't belly up with the kind of information she wants, and particularly the names of their supporters. She wants to go after them. That's exactly why the Alabama decision was turned, handed down by the Supreme Court, was to protect the donors of these different organizations that may not be in political favor with the folks in power.
Well, yeah, and it's not for nothing they're worried about this, because we saw what happened after the marriage referendum passed in 2008. And somehow the left got a hold of the donor list to the marriage campaign, and they published them and put people's personal addresses up on a website and persecuted them. Brendan Eich, the founder of Mozilla Firefox, it turned out he gave $1,000 to this way back in 2008, and in 2013 they fired him over it. That's how tolerant the left is toward different points of view. So here along comes Attorney General Kamala Harris. And she says, well, I want the donor list of all these conservative organizations that have colluded with ExxonMobil in denying climate change.
Bob, how I would love to collude with ExxonMobil. I make sure they get our address so they can send a check. We've never seen a red penny from them.
No, although, you know, if you stay outside corporate donations, it's not such a bad thing sometimes.
We're not holding our breath to get one. I agree with that, yes.
Some corporations get taken over by liberals, and they start throwing their weight around. So sometimes it isn't so bad going at
And it's like the government. If you're used to getting donations from those large corporations, when they get taken over by the liberals, then you will dance to their tune or the money will get cut off, just like getting money from the government. Much better to be like Gun Owners of America, and I'm sure like the ACRU, you get lots of thousands of individuals sending relatively small donations.
Yes.
You know, if we get a $1,000 donation, somebody brings it in here and says, hey, look, blah, blah, just gave $1,000. That's a big deal here at Gun Owners of America. We depend on thousands and thousands of individuals.
Well, it allows you to be bolder, doesn't it, Larry? You're not beholden to corporate stiffs who are worried about, you know, rhetoric that may upset liberals in high places.
If you speak
your mind.
If you annoy a small donor of $25, you try to make peace with them, but if you're not successful, it's not the end of the day.
Yeah, I know. It's good to have a level of support from many people. And I'm glad you guys enjoy that, and we do, too, at the ACRU.
You'd almost have to, the way you guys take politically incorrect positions on so many different issues. You'd be dead in the water if you were depending on a handful of wealthy Daddy Warbucks to write those checks for you. So,
Did you see what happened to Alec?
There's that bloody music. Let's come back to Alec when we get back after these words from our sponsors, talking today with Robert Knight, senior fellow at the American Civil Rights.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Senior Fellow at the American Civil Rights Union, vacru.org, Robert Knight, and we were just about to talking about large donors and the impact they can have versus the strength that both ACRU and GOA have, depending for our daily income on just thousands and thousands of relatively small individual donors. So you were about to bring up the example of ALEC and the American Legislative Exchange Council, a conservative think tank to advise conservative state legislators.
Yeah, they represent legislators in 50 states. And they are a conservative group, but a couple of years ago, they posted on their website model voter ID language, because that's been a major aim of conservatives, is to make sure the voting rolls are clean and honest and that vote fraud doesn't affect our elections. So it has widespread public support, voter ID laws, where you have to show a photo when you vote or when you register. And the corporate people who were influenced by liberals said, oh, this is terrible, and it will suppress minority voting. And they forced ALEC to take it off their website or risk losing I don't know how many dollars in corporate donations. And this is the kind of way corporations can throw around when they're harnessed by the power of the left.
You know, that story, I guess I had seen that and it kind of buzzed by with all the other things that are on my plate. But I'm glad you brought that up because it underscores something that we've been very active in, and that's this very issue of voter integrity. And one of the reasons why we've opposed the invasion of illegal aliens is that the Democrats are very good at getting them to be voters, whether or not they're citizens. They can be relied upon, according to survey data, to vote 80% of the time for Democrats. Well, Democrats increasingly don't even give a curtsy or lip service to the Second Amendment. We're talking about an anti-gun block of voters that the Democrats are assembling, and if they can use people that aren't even citizens, if they can just have fake IDs and don't have rigorous voting protections that a photo ID can help to provide, it's going to come back and bite the Second Amendment real hard.
No, it will. They're no friends of the Second Amendment. The people leading the charge against voter ID laws. You know, you have to ask. You know, if people show an ID to buy a six-pack of beer or to get on an airplane or to apply for a job or apply for welfare benefits, any number of things, open a bank account, and yet supposedly minorities are incapable of doing any of these things. I don't know how they function in society.
How do they buy their beer?
Yeah, I think it's a racist assumption that minorities are somehow unable to show a driver's license or another ID that everybody else has to show when they register to vote.
That is an operative assumption on the left, and they are hoping that they will have them as a dependent class. And that whole mindset of being dependent to the government is one that's antithetical to firearms ownership and the true meaning of the Second Amendment, which is that it provides a firewall against tyranny. So if we're all just good little drones getting our checks from the Democrats running the government, well, not much likelihood that they're going to hear back from us that they did the wrong thing and that they need to vote differently. They can just tell us to shut up or they'll cut off our support.
Cut off our health care. That's the reason they work so hard to get nationalized health care, because you are far less likely to criticize a government if the health of you and your family is in the balance. And they know this.
Oh, and by the way,
it's a gigantic power grip.
And we did tell the doctor he's supposed to ask your little five-year-old, does Daddy have any guns? And where does Daddy keep the guns? And we've caught them doing that. And not too many, the best that you can expect a five-year-old is to just look like deer in the headlights and not be able to say a word. But, you know, what kid's going to be able to stand against that?
Well, yeah, and there are other threats, too, such as restricting gun ownership to people who have never, taken a mind-altering drug. And there are people who take anti-anxiety medicines. A lot of elderly people do, just so they can sleep. They take them for insomnia. They've really opened wide the door for the government to come in and say, well, you must be a little nuts, so we're not going to let you own a gun. Because
and yet the law, and what you say is what is happening, and yet the law says you got to be demonstrably a threat to yourself or to others. And sleeping poorly does not constitute a threat to anybody.
No, it doesn't, unless you're an airline pilot and you haven't slept for days or something.
Then we might have a problem, I agree. And that's why we have co-pilots.
Yeah, that's true. And automatic pilots.
And automatic pilots.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we're in a control-freak environment where we're getting to see the full Obama, for that matter, the full Clinton, or the full Bernie Sanders. These people are absolutely convinced that they know what is best for us. They've never produced so much as a widget, but they can tell people that make widgets how to do it and how long people can work and what their pay ought to be and what the conditions in the factory ought to be. They know all that because they know better.
Yeah, they want to direct the economy from top down. It's never worked, and now we have ample evidence right in front of us in this country of Venezuela where a socialist government has been in place for the last dozen years, and they took a pretty prosperous country with one of the largest oil reserves in the world and ran it into the ground to where those poor Venezuelan people can't find toilet paper, basic staples. The place is about ready to implode. And it's all
they're literally socialist policies. I have read that there are people dying of starvation in Venezuela. Man, this is a tropical country. You have to work to keep mango trees and fruit trees from growing in your yard. And they're starving in a country like that? This is an amazing tribute to what socialism is all about and why the American people ought never give up their guns.
That's true. The people don't have any recourse in Venezuela. And by the way, to take a broad view of this, ACRU wrote a paper that I recommend to your listeners, Larry. It's Gun Control and Genocide. And it looks across history, and it shows that the totalitarian government's first act of business was to confiscate guns in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, everywhere else. And of course, even in our own country, during Reconstruction, the Jim Crow laws were first devised to make sure that the newly freed blacks wouldn't own guns.
And let's be extend that point by Democrats.
Democrats
were the ones that were imposing gun control on the newly freed blacks. They're the ones that imposed gun control in Michigan in the early 30s, a licensing scheme that was designed to keep, quote, those people from being able to easily get a gun. That's what gun control's been throughout history, controlling people like us, really.
That's right. And if people want to access this, just go to theacru.org and click on The Truth About Gun Control, Racism, and Genocide. It's quite a historical overview, and it's a quick read, but it's alarming when you see what the liberals are trying to do in our own country.
The best you can say is that gun control may be somewhat politically benign, as it has been in England, but England is the fourth most violent society in the world. Low murder rate. Let's make sure we get that nailed down. But they have such a mess with violent crime that going out in London is something that, hey, cover me, I'm going to the store. You know, it's really bad. Going to be back and talk some more with Robert Knight, a senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union, DACRU.org.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com. And my wife says, no more guns. And then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special. Their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again. Right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Guest today is Robert Knight, senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union, VACRU.org. Also writes a lot of columns at the Washington Times, and they've got a lovely archive of what Robert has been doing. Bob, I'm glad you brought Venezuela up because that is heartbreaking. What is happening there, the result of socialism, of these ignorant know-it-alls, has been in a growing mass starvation. People are looting stores, but there's nothing to loot. The shelves are bare, and they have been for some time. It's getting worse and worse. And, of course, I would probably be willing to bet even $1,000 that President Maduro has not missed a meal during all of this chaos.
No, he probably hasn't. And his predecessor really got this going, Hugo Chavez. When he was criticized by radio stations, he had his government seize 31 of them right away, seize all but one opposition TV station, and then they made it impossible for that station to broadcast, all in the name of tolerance and freedom and equality.
One of the things that our government should be doing is what they did during the communist occupation of Europe. We had a radio-free Europe in operation, broadcasting real news, sometimes probably better than what CBS was broadcasting. And we need a radio-free yep. Venezuela from beyond 3 miles from the national boundaries so that they can't legally do anything to overcome what's being done to the people of Venezuela. It is just amazing. It is such a testimony to socialism.
Yeah, and the people have revolted. In the latest elections, they threw out the president's party, and they were poised to take over and the stacked courts there cracked down. And they said, you can't take votes like this. I mean, it's a kangaroo society.
Right.
I mean,
the opposition has the Congress. But the courts won't let the Congress pass laws, really, is what it amounts to.
Yeah.
Amazing or what?
It's judicial tyranny at the service of executive tyranny.
Now, I don't know enough about Venezuelan legal powers, but if it were here in the United States, the one thing that could be done, which, of course, the Boehners and the Ryans of the world don't have the belly for doing, is to cut off the money. Okay, Mr. Justice, you don't think I should pass such a law? Well, let's see how long you can go without a paycheck.
Yeah, and also, the Congress does, according to the Constitution, have the power over all the lower federal courts. All courts except the Supreme Court, so they can actually pull the plug on all of them. They can pass laws that state that none of the federal courts can review it. I mean, that's called court stripping, and they should have done that with the Defense of Marriage Act, actually, because we've seen what happened to that.
And if they won't do it there, then we don't have much protection, I don't think, in the area of Second Amendment. And they can pass whatever laws they want there. And again, they apparently think, and maybe with some justification, they can operate with impunity. If we don't cut their money off, I don't think they're going to take us seriously.
Yeah, I think you have to do that. Go where the money is, and that's how you can reallocate power. And, of course, the liberals are very good at getting out all the money. I mean, they've commandeered the foundations that used to be conservative. They've conquered the federal executive agencies. What we're supposed to have is both houses of Congress now, supposedly run by conservatives, and yet they've been afraid to use the power of the purse to curb the incredible overreaches by the Obama administration in so many areas, particularly environmental, but also in the gun area, where they're misusing their power of using the Obamacare, for instance, to try to curb gun ownership, particularly among older people.
They're hammering them also similarly through the Veterans Administration. Same idea. And not that many people have a state rep such as one I met out in Idaho who heard about one of her constituents, a veteran, who was going to have the Veterans Administration had determined that he was incompetent. I don't know whether he had somebody appointed to pay his checks on time or whatever it was, but he was hardly a danger to himself, and he really was not incompetent in any sense that you and I might understand the word. So they were coming to, they told him, tomorrow at 9 o'clock we're coming to pick up your guns, be ready. Well, he was. The state rep was there, the sheriff was there, and about 75 or 100 of their closest friends were there. And when the Social Security folks, when the Veterans Administration heard about that, they just decided, never mind. Well, we don't all live in a jurisdiction where the local authorities would react that way. Then we're vulnerable. And which, by the way, I think is a word why we ought to be as concerned, if not more so, than about who is our local representative, who is our local sheriff, than anybody else in any of the government levels in our country.
Yeah, although we should take special interest in who's going to replace Antonin Scalia at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
He was a friend of gun owners. He was a friend of the Second Amendment. Now we've got a 4-4 tie with four liberals and three conservatives and a swing voter.
Right.
And anything can happen. This presidential election that's looming, if a liberal Democrat is elected president, then there goes the Supreme Court. It could be 2, 3, 4 justices. And I think the Second Amendment would be in great peril if that happens.
And at that point, we would have to come to an understanding, which we've been sort of taught, it's been taught out of us, that the courts do not have the last word on what the Constitution is. They decide particular cases. They don't make law. Their decisions, unlike the Roe v. Wade usurpation, don't extend to the whole of society. They're not supposed to. And we may have to reassert that proper constitutional balance, and it may not be pretty. So I'd much rather have an election where we solve this matter at the ballot box than have to resort to the bullet box.
Yeah, and also, well, there's impeachment, too, which they're, I think the people in Congress are loath to use it. Because
yeah.
A lot of them are lawyers, and frankly, some of them aspire to someday being appointed to federal court posts. And so they're reluctant to impeach judges that are clearly out of control, who are clearly lawless. And they should have been removed.
That's a good point. They certainly, well, they're not even willing to cut the money from the Obama budget that would have enabled gun owners to have some protections from Obamacare. They won't do anything. So it seems to me we need many more Eric Cantors. We need a lot more now Congressman David Bratz, who beat Eric Cantor, the number two Republican. I'm hoping I haven't seen that it's all that likely to happen, but there's a fairly wealthy businessman running against Speaker Ryan up in Wisconsin. The guy's a little unusual. He rides around on his hog with his tattoos and his wife, Peter. But he's a very wealthy, very successful businessman who's had enough of what you and I have been talking about during this program.
Yeah, the ineffectual opposition, which is no opposition at all.
So the guy's spot on politically, even if he's a little bit more colorful than most of our candidates.
Well, remember Jesse Ventura was pretty colorful, and he got elected Minnesota governor.
It can be done. It can absolutely be done. So, but I think it does underscore the importance of primary elections. There's hardly any Democrat seats now that are vulnerable to a Republican flip. So it has to be in a primary, in the Republican primary, where we go after the Ryans of the world and get rid of them, as we got rid of Eric Cantor, the number two Republican. He was a very powerful guy, a mover and shaker in Washington, if there ever was one. And this college professor came out of nowhere and whooped him. So it can be done, and I think that seems to be where we ought to be making our play.
Yeah, I don't think a third party is the answer. In fact, that would guarantee the election of Hillary Clinton or whoever gets the nomination for the Democratic Party if a third party arises.
Yeah,
so
the Democrats are offering us a choice of a guy who honeymooned in the Soviet Union versus a gal who wrote a laudatory senior thesis on a self-described small-C communist. Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, Saul Alinsky, right. I know. They're going socialist.
Listen, thank you so much for the time to show being with us. Robert Knight, senior fellow, BACRU.org. Folks, they need your support. They don't get the big bucks. They need lots of little guys like us so they can continue to be an independent voice. Go shoot them a contribution. Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at GunsAdie.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. GunsAdie.com, the Trump special, ask for it. GunsAdie.com.